Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Radio Munson. It seems like old times being back again here. Seems like old times, yeah, it does. It's after a couple of weeks of hiatus, yielding to the political conventions on Thursday nights. We're back with another Radio Munson with Andy Farber and his New York band. That band played for 2 years solid on Sunday nights at the famed Birdland in New York just a few years ago. And some great soloists. Mark Fanouf was a guy on tenor saxophone, and the pianist was Kenny Asher, and Alvester Garnett was the drummer for saxophonist Andy Farber and his great band. Welcome to another Radio Munson. I'm glad you're here this evening. It does seem like old times being back together. And I, for one, am glad you chose to be here tonight.
Hey, old friend, are you okay, old friend? What do you say, old friend? Are we unique? Time goes by, everything else keeps changing. You and I, we get continued next week. Most friends fade, oh, they don't make the grade. New ones are quickly made, and in a pinch, sure they'll do. But us, old friend, what's to discuss, old friend? Here's to us, who's like us, damn few. Hey, old friend, how do we stay old friends? No one can say, old friend, how an old friendship survives. One day chunk, you old friend, yeah. Here's to us, who's like us, damn few. Hey, two old friends, few won't do, old friend. You gotta have two old friends helping you balance along. One upbraids you for your faults and fancies. One persuades you that the other one's wrong. Most friends fade, or they don't make the grade. New ones are quickly made, perfect as long as they're new, yeah. But us, old friend, what's to discuss, old friend?
Lena Horne in New York City a few years back. Stephen Sondheim wrote that song. I'm glad you're with us tonight, old friend. We're here till 9 o'clock Central Time on Radio Munson. I'm broadcasting tonight from the GLT studios in the middle of the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois, and glad to be. It's been a nice day in Bloomington Normal, although I was going to say a little on the warm side, a lot on the warm side, to be honest. I think the last temperature I saw is it 86, 85, 85 degrees right now. But the feels-like temperature is still 93. Feels like it's 93 out there. And we may have about a 50-50 chance of a little shower or two during the overnight hours tonight. But we're only going to get it down to about 73, 74 degrees as the overnight low. And then a few clouds tomorrow, and there's a chance of some showers, and a high of about 85 with 65 the overnight low tomorrow night. So you can see the trend. We're cooling it down a little bit. Saturday and Sunday, sunny and high 82 both Saturday and Sunday. Again, 85 now, and it feels like 93 here in Bloomington Normal, Illinois.
I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Fill the cup with my baby tonight. I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot. Thank you. like to coo with my baby tonight. Pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. Pitch the woo with my baby tonight. Brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Pants for romance is not, 'cause it's too darn hot. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby. Pitch the woo with my baby. Like to coo with my baby tonight. Pitch the woo with my baby tonight. Brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Gob for his squab, a marine for his queen, a GI for his cutie pie is not, 'cause it's too darn, too darn, too darn, too darn, too darn, too darn hot.
You're darn right it is. It's, well, most people would agree on that. Here in Central Illinois, that's Mel Torme. You know, that's a pretty remarkable album that Mel did in 1960 called Mel Torme Swings Schubert Alley. And Marty Paich was the guy who did the arranging and chose from some great West Coast musicians. They recorded the album in Los Angeles. Frank Rosolino is the guy you heard on trombone. Art Pepper's alto saxophone. Mel Lewis was playing drums for Mel Torme, who needed perfect diction to get through that song at that pace. And there were some key changes. I mean, it was a workout for the Velvet Fog. Well, if we do get some showers, I'm thinking it's going to be midnight or later. See nothing on radar right now. So we'll just do a sort of a futures thing here from bandleader Ralph Flanagan, who at the time, he came along just at the end of the big band era and was noted for his orchestra sounding more like Glenn Miller's famous band than anybody else. And, I mean, that's something to be noted for. But he did have some hits in the early 1950s. And one of them was this one.
Sing it, just sing it in the rain.
Ralph Flanagan's band, whole band doing the vocal, Singing in the Rain. I'm thinking that my two granddaughters, Alyssa and Chelsea, are singing that song about right now. And I'm here with mixed emotions tonight because I'm missing the only performance of Singing in the Rain, the musical, by the kids in the Normal Parks and Recreation Theater summer program at the Connie Link Amphitheater. Good weather for them for that outdoor performance tonight. I've heard plenty in the car when they're in the car with me singing those songs. Right now on Radio Munson, we're going to do something by Terry Gibbs, the vibraphonist, with his band coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, how about giving five to Diana Krall?
Hit that jive, Jack. Put it in your pocket till I get back. I'm going downtown to see a man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand. Hit that jive, Jack. Put it in your pocket till I get back. Time and time waits for no man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand.
Standing on the corner, all for the jive. But you know that you're my boy, so I'm forced to give you five.
Shabby-yada. Hit that jive, Jack. Put it in your pocket till I get back. I'm going downtown to see a man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand. Hit that jive, Jack. Put it in your pocket till I get back. I'm going downtown to see a man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand. Hit that jive, Jack. Put it in your pocket till I get back. Time and time waits for no man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand.
Standing on the corner, all for the jive. But you know that you're my boy, so I'm forced to give you five.
Shadi-yada. Hit that jive, Jack. Put it in your pocket till I get back. I'm going downtown to see a man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand.
Till I get back.
hit that jive jack.
Support for GLT comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport at Bloomington Normal, with Allegiant flights to Orlando Sanford and Tampa St. Pete, Florida, along with service by Delta and American. Information at CIRA.com. This is GLT.
Terry Gibbs and his dream band from Hollywood, circa 1960, and the song is You. That was a Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein collaboration. It was Terry Gibbs playing vibes, and Bill Perkins is a guy on tenor saxophone. Mel Lewis, who got around a lot, was the drummer on that session. Before that, and before the break, it was Diana Krall with the great guitar work of Russell Malone, Diana playing piano and singing a song that was one of the great hits of Nat King Cole, called Hit That Jive Jack. Nat Cole wrote that song, yeah. I was reading a thing on one of my favorite jazz blogs. It's called Jazzworks, and Mark Myers, who does a lot of interview long-form stories for the Wall Street Journal. He's on the staff of the Wall Street Journal and also writes all their jazz stuff. There's a guy who wrote a thing about Nat King Cole a few days ago. And he was talking about how Nat King Cole is sort of a laid-back, cool jazz guy out in Los Angeles. But he occasionally broke with the tradition of what he had been doing at Capitol Records and went back to his early jazz roots from time to time. And Mark Myers believes, and I think he may be right, that Cole's most perfect album from the jazz perspective was an album called Just One of Those Things. It was arranged by Billy May and recorded in 1957. The album remains sort of a deft blending of May's layered orchestral bombast and Cole's intimacy, sort of a casual intimacy. Harry Sweets Edison and Pete Candoli were playing trumpets for Billy May's band. Cy Zentner on trombone, Willie Smith's alto, and Buddy Collette and Ted Nash on tenor saxophone. Nat King Cole played piano on several of the tracks, but Jimmy Rolls played piano on some of the others. Barney Kessel was the guitarist. Here's something from that album.
Day in, day out, the same old fool who follows me about, the same old pounding in my heart whenever I think of you. And darling, I think of you day in and day out, day out, day in. I needn't tell you how my days begin. When I awaken with a tingle, one possibility in view, that possibility of maybe seeing you. Come rain, come shine, I meet you and to me the day is fine. Then I kiss your lips and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar, a thousand drums. Can't you see it's love? Can there be any doubt when there it is, day in, day out? Fine, then I kiss your lips and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar, a thousand drums. Can't you see his love? Can there be any doubt when there it is, day in, day out? Then I kiss your lips and the pounding becomes the ocean roar, a thousand drums. See his love, can there be any doubt when there it is?
Two of my favorites, Nat King Cole and Billy Mays, great arrangements here on Radio Munson. I'm glad you're along this evening for the ride, wherever it takes us. We've been known to sort of sop up a lot of history. And a lot of people think that everything I play is something I grew up with. I say that because that album was 1957. It was sort of in my wheelhouse. But a lot of the stuff happened long before I came into being on this earth. And I'm guessing the same is true with you. That's why there's a great phrase that Dave Frischberg, wonderful songwriter, jazz pianist, wrote in a thing called Dear Departed Past. And he wallows in the past a little bit in his lyrics. But he says something very interesting about people feeling nostalgia for a time and place that we never even knew. I think we can still feel nostalgic about those old times. Rosemary Clooney does honors with Dave Frischberg's lyrics.
Am I hopelessly old-fashioned? 'Cause I'm harboring a passion for the olden days. Is my sense of time so out of joint? It's starting to distort my point of view. Does my antiquarian brain contain imaginary memories of golden days? Can one feel a real nostalgia for a time and place one never even knew? I anticipate times to come with something less than jubilation, and I'm turning to times gone by with something more and more like admiration. Here's to the dear departed past, the musty magazines, the sepia-tinted scenes of long-forgotten places. Here's to the dear departed past, the photographs you find that seem to call to mind familiar family faces. That's when every sky was bluer, clouds seemed to disappear back then. That's when every friend was truer. Ah, but then again, didn't they know you when? Here's to the folks who live next door. Let's cut across the yard. Drop in and leave a card with neighborly affection. Here's to the ways we see no more. The manner and the style that makes you wanna smile in happy retrospection. As for me, I'll forget about the future, 'cause the future fades away too fast. Now's the time to lift a cup of cheer and say, here, here, for the dear departed past. Here's to the sides we used to spin, the Deccas and Savoys, with all the surface noise, the Lindy Hops and Foxtrots. Here's to the Orphan Annie pin, the Secret Squadron ring, the mailman used to bring for a quarter and some box tops. Music on the uke was easy. E7 always went to A. Chinese checkers and Parcheesi. And every Saturday, the movie matinee. I love the 55 Bel Air, the 37 Fords, complete with running boards and rumble seats and fenders. Where are the clothes we used to wear? Now don't forget your tie and button up your fly and fasten your suspenders. As for me, I don't think about tomorrow, 'cause tomorrow wasn't built to last. Now's the time to weep a little tear into your beer for the dear departed past. Three cheers for the champs of yesterday, Jack Dempsey, John McGraw, Joe Louis, Sammy Baugh, the movers and the shakers. And here's to the teams that moved away from disenfranchised towns, the old St. Louis Browns, the Minneapolis Lakers. That's when basketballs had laces and halfbacks played safety on defense. That's when there were parking places, hot dog for a dime, White Castle, 7 cents. And here's to White Castles by the sack. I heard somebody say they're still around today, but they wouldn't taste the same now. Here's to the years that won't be back, the days that dodged away and left us here to play a completely different game now. But here's to the echoes of tomorrow, soon to be memories at last. Memories that will someday reappear loud and clear in the dear departed past. Memories that will someday reappear loud and clear in the dear departed past.
Rosemary Clooney. Dave Frischberg wrote that song. Dave is in his 80s now, and I think gets out and sings his own songs from time to time. My Attorney Bernie, yeah. Do You Miss New York? And Sweet Kentucky Ham, you've heard those songs. Dave Frischberg wrote them. on Radio Munson. Here's another very famous composer, Eddie Munson. Eddie Munson. I'd like to refer to him as Uncle Eddie, but as far as I know, we were not related. He didn't have a lot of hits, to be honest. Let me concede that as well. But he did write this one for Glenn Miller's band. Tex Beneke singing with the Glenn Miller arrangement of of Ida. Eddie Munson wrote that among his hit song, actually, in the singular. It's the only one I could find that he ever wrote. But we'll take it. We Munsons keep the bar set very low, very low. How about a little Errol Garner music here? Lover, come back to me.
Support for GLT comes from the Downtown Bloomington Association Farmers Market, bringing farm fresh, local produce and meats to the historic downtown square every Saturday morning from 7:30 to noon. The market also features flowers, plants, prepared foods, local art, and live music. Information at downtownbloomington.org. This is GLT.
To be part of the team, you need the right uniform. Get geared up at the GLT shop. For women, find t-shirts, a cardigan, and fleeces. Men can choose from jackets, polos, and t-shirts. You'll also find vests, caps, and hoodies, and clothes for kids. Every purchase gets our uniform on you, lets others know you're part of the team, and it benefits this public radio station. To score some points with your public radio friends, start shopping at WGLT.org/shop.
Wants a barbecue, Sam wants to boil ham, Grace votes for bouillabaisse stew. Jake wants a weenie baked steak and a layer cake, he'll get a tummy ache too. We'll rent a tent or a teepee, let the town crier cry. And if it's RSVP, this is what I'll reply. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell 'em I'll be there. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, you better save a chair. When the party's getting the glow on, singing fills the air. In the shank of the night, when the doings are right, you can tell 'em I'll be there. Said the bumblebee, let's have a jubilee. When said the prairie hen, soon. Sure said the dinosaur, where said the grizzly bear, under the light of the moon. How about you, brother jackass? Everyone gaily cried. You coming to the fracas? Over his specs he sighed. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell 'em I'll be there. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, slick 'em on my hair. When the party's getting the glow on, singing fills the air. If I ain't in the clink and there's something to drink, you can tell 'em I'll be there. If I can find the right sock by 11 o'clock, you can tell 'em I'll be there. If you need a new face or a tenor or bass, you can tell 'em I'll be there. If I can climb out of bed, put a hat on my head, you can tell 'em I'll be there.
1951, Dean Martin recorded that with Dexter Beals' band. And we revive it just a little bit before the cool, cool of the evening. Here in central Illinois, still 83 degrees in Bloomington Normal. Feels like 91 outside. Just, you were pretty close to sunset here. So it'll cool off here reasonably rapidly. And we could get a shower or two overnight, about a 50% chance of that, the way it appears right now. Here's something Ella Fitzgerald did. Billy Mays Band from her songbook series. A salute to the great Harold Arlen.
I have a feeling, it's a feeling I'm concealing, I don't know why. It's just a mental, incidental, sentimental alibi. But I adore you so strong for is calling, why be shy? Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Our hearts are made of it. Let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it? Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know of it, still we can try to make a go of it. We might have been meant for each other to be. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love.
Ella Fitzgerald, she did a whole series of albums, salutes to a number of the great composers. That was written by Harold Arlen. On the Radio Munson here on GLT, I'm Don. We're here till 9 o'clock, smack in the middle of the Illinois State University campus tonight. Not much moving here. Uptown Normal, just a stone's throw away. There's quite a bit going on right now. Around the circle. We're going to do something by Cinderella G. Stump in a few minutes. If you haven't heard the name Cinderella G. Stump, you're in for a treat. That's coming up during the next hour. These are the dog days of summer, aren't they? 4th of August. What better time to do a thing that Claude Thornhill, the band leader, arranged for his band called... Well, you know the song. Where, oh, where has my little dog gone? We'll be right back. That was a song that was in the public domain because of a writer's strike in 1942. The musicians were scrambling around trying to find songs that they could record legally. Out of that whole thing came BMI, Broadcast Music. And ASCAP was a part of that strike. Here on Radio Munson, I brought in something by Warren Bechet tonight. Warren Bechet is just a fine cornetist and still recording in New York. He's teamed with Dan Barrett, a trombonist, on one of his albums, and Howard Alden on guitar, John Harkins on piano, Jack Lesberg on bass, and Chuck Riggs on drums. It's a song that Bobby Hackett, the great cornetist, wrote back in the 1940s. It's called Michelle. Thank you.